Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Decoding the Cranberries. I'm Danny and I'm joined with...
Glory.
That's great. That's... you got extra sound effects today, guys. Aren't you lucky? Aren't you special? Just for you, guys. You see?
Wow.
Early Christmas present.
Wow.
Right at the beginning of November.
If you say so.
It's fine. At least you get a Christmas present. I don't know what I'm going to get for Christmas. What am I getting for Christmas?
Why am I telling you?
Ah! See, he hasn't got it planned.
I'll give you a box.
Ah!
And in that box, there'll be a present.
It's fine, guys. My birthday is first. I'm still wanting to know what he's going to buy me for my birthday.
I'll get you a pot of yogurt in a box.
You know I don't eat yogurt. What's the point? Guys, you see this man that is sitting across from me. He's a lot of trouble and a lot of work. But it's fine. If you can see the look on his face, it's priceless. Anyway, shall we move into the case or do you have more to say?
Move into the case,
okay,
please. Thank
we'll
you.
Deal with this after the show. So we are dealing with JonBenet Ramsey. Yes. And it has almost been 30 years since the death of a child beauty pageant queen, JonBenet Ramsey, but the case remains unsolved. The six-year-old girl was found dead in the basement of her family home in Boulder, Colorado on December 26, 1996. Despite numerous investigations and court cases, no one has ever been found guilty of her murder. So here's what we know about the case. Now, I don't understand. If she's dead in your basement, how is it not someone in the family? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's their basement. Did some other wackadoo just break in and kill her in the basement? Doesn't make sense. Anyway, so she was born on August 6, 1990 in Atlanta, Georgia, and she had already garnered a number of beauty pageant titles before her death, including America's Royal Miss Colorado State, All-Star Kids Cover Girl, Little Miss Charlevoix, I think, Michigan, and Little Miss Colorado. Her mother, Patricia Ramsey, was a former beauty pageant veteran. Early on, the morning of December 26, 1996, her family had reported the six-year-old missing to the police after discovering a ransom note. The note demanded payment of $118,000 from the father, John Ramsey, otherwise his daughter would be killed. Businessman John Ramsey was the president of Access Graphics, a computer software company at the time, and the sum in the ransom note was identical to his Christmas bonus. Suspicious. An initial search of the house by police did not locate the body, and Mr. Ramsey began making arrangements to pay the ransom. However, during a second search of the house at lunchtime the same day, Mr. Ramsey found his daughter's body in one of the rooms in the basement. What? This is already very suspicious. Very suspicious. What is going on here? Okay. Her mouth had been covered with duct tape, a white nylon cord was tied around her wrists and neck, and her body had been covered by a white blanket. A post-mortem later revealed she had died from asphyxiation due to strangulation. She also had a fracture to her skull, and there was evidence that suggested she had been sexually assaulted. Okay, this is getting worse and worse. Yes, her death was ruled to be a homicide, and the case remains open with an ongoing investigation. She was buried in Marietta, Georgia on 31st of December next to her half-sister from her father's first marriage, Elizabeth Pash Ramsey, who had died in a traffic collision several years earlier. Her mother, Patty Ramsey, died of ovarian cancer in 2006 and was interred next to her daughter, and John Ramsey then wed for the third time in 2011. So that's just a basic issue. This is very suspicious, okay, because firstly, if someone else killed her, how did they put her back in the basement? Okay. And what was the point of asking for that amount of money to kill her on the same day?
Yeah.
Often when people ask for a ransom note, when they get the money, they kill the kid and leave the kid. Or the kid's already dead. But they don't let the kid be discovered until they have their cash. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's a bit pointless that she was found on the same day.
Yeah, it's kind of already seemingly like an amateurish cover-up.
No, like, honestly, like, and I don't understand how the first time they looked through the house, they found nothing. And then the second time they looked through the house, they found her body. And especially in the basement. A basement is not exactly accessible from the outside. Unless, you know, some of those houses in America, they have those, like, flaps.
Yeah, or sometimes, like, the windows.
Yeah. Mm. So did the person just chuck the body in? You see, it's very weird. So, who might have killed her? There have been two main theories surrounding responsibility of the death of JonBenet Ramsey. The first involves her family, and the second involves an intruder, and as well as several theorized perpetrators. The Ramsey family were heavily scrutinized during the initial investigation for a few reasons. While there were several pieces of physical evidence to support the theory that an intruder had broken into the home and killed the girl, including a boot print found next to her body, which did not belong to anyone in the family, DNA from an unknown male was found in her underwear, and a broken window in the basement was believed to be the likely point of entry. That's disgusting. You just break into somebody's home and kill them. No. Among the reasons that the investigators looked into JonBenet's family were questions over the ransom note. Police reportedly felt the note had been staged, as it was unusually long, written using pen and paper from the Ramsey house, and demanded a sum of money matching that which John Ramsey had recently received as a bonus, raising suspicion that it was written by someone who knew the family well, which makes sense. All three members of JonBenet's immediate family, her parents, John and Patsy, and her brother, Brooke, who was 9 years old at the time, were questioned by investigators and submitted handwritten writing samples. John and Brooke were both cleared of any suspicion of having written the notes, and while Patsy could not be conclusively cleared by her handwriting sample, there was a lack of other evidence to support the theory she had written the letter. The Ramseys were also reportedly reluctant to cooperate with the police, but later said this was because they feared they would be targeted as easy subjects and that the authorities would therefore not conduct a full investigation. In 1999, a Colorado grand jury voted to indict the Ramseys on charges of child endangerment and obstruction of murder investigation, but the prosecutor felt that the evidence did not meet the standard of being beyond a reasonable doubt and therefore declined to prosecute. JonBenet's parents and brother were never officially named as suspects in the murder. Meanwhile, what was believed to be a pineapple. Okay. was found in JonBenet's stomach by the coroner.
Like a whole pineapple.
And there was a bowl of pineapple in the kitchen which had Brooke's fingerprints on it. Pineapple. So weird. Pineapple. Okay. The Ramseys maintained that Brooke was asleep in his room all night and there was no physical evidence to reflect otherwise. But a 2016 CBS documentary titled The Case of JonBenet Ramsey appeared to imply he was the killer. The 9-year-old brother.
Interesting, eh?
I know you do get really, like, child psychopaths, but that's a bit
much.
Yeah. Yeah. It theorized that he had hit his sister in the head with a heavy object after she stole a piece of pineapple from his bowl.
Oh my gosh.
And that the ransom letter was an attempt to cover up the circumstances of her death. Brooke filed a $750 million lawsuit against CBS for defamation, which the case settled and was resolved to the satisfaction of all parties in 2019. So that is the theory of the brother. There's also the theory of John Mark Carr. Among the possible suspects over the years was a school teacher, John Mark Carr, who was arrested in Thailand in August 2006 after confessing to JonBenet's murder. He claimed that he drugged JonBenet before sexually assaulting and accidentally killing her, but this was later ruled to be a false confession, so when authorities could not find any evidence linking him to the crime scene. Carr reportedly provided only basic, publicly known facts in his confession. JonBenet's autopsy did not indicate the presence of any drugs in her body, while Carr's DNA did not match the samples found at the scene, and the police could not confirm he was even in Boulder at the time. There was also Gary Oliver. So in 2019, convicted sex offender Gary Oliver seemingly confessed to the murder, claiming in a series of letters and poems that he had killed the 6-year-old by accident. Oliver, who at the time was in prison, on child pornography charges, sent the letters to his former school classmate Michael Vail, writing in one that he never loved anyone like he did John Byrne. That's really weird. She was six! I can't even, yuck. And that he let her slip and her head bashed in half and I watched her die. Oh no. He added, and I quote, "It was an accident, please believe me. She was not like the other kids." Yee. Val also claims he received a phone call from Oliver on the day of John Bonet's body was found, saying he just hurt a little girl. Oliver's former classmate said he informed police in Boulder of the call, but it was reportedly not followed up by the investigators. When Olivia was arrested on the drug charge 4 years later, a photo of John Bonet was found in his possession, but he was cleared of the murder after his DNA samples did not match the ones found at the crime scene. Olivia had previously been arrested for sexually abusing a young girl in Oregon in 1990 and then spent more than a year in jail after attempting to murder his own mother.
Oh no.
By strangling her with a telephone cord. After his release, he moved to Colorado and he was reportedly a drifter in the Boulder area, including near the Ramsey family home at the time of JonBenet's murder. Upon his 2016 arrest for uploading child pornography, he was found to have hundreds of images of that were related to JonBenet, including photos of her autopsy. How the hell did he get that? Is that not like confidential police files?
Yeah.
After Vail received the letters containing the apparent confessions 3 years later, he alerted the authorities in Boulder and also released them to the public. Handwriting experts were commissioned by a private investigator and last year reportedly found similarities between Olivia's handwriting and the ransom note discovered inside the Ramsey home. One of the experts told Sun, and I quote, "When you overlay some of those letters and words and they line up so well, that's clear indication in my profession." Yeah. And then despite the recent developments, Olivia, who was released from prison earlier this year, has never faced charges relating to the case, with the Boulder police spokesperson saying the department was aware of and has investigating Mr. Olivia's potential involvement in the case, but would not comment on any actions or the status of this investigation. Okay. The things I find weird. Firstly, what's weirding me out is the fact that none of the suspects' DNA is matching the DNA they found for the person who sexually assaulted her, right? And obviously, I think I would have hoped they would have tested the father and stuff,
yeah,
right? So that's firstly then not making sense, because if there was evidence that she was sexually assaulted, then clearly they would have matched up in some case.
Some DNA.
Do you get what I'm saying? This guy, this Oliver guy, clearly has an obsession with her, but then again, psychopaths are psychopaths. He could have seen the case online and just had this complete psychotic fantasy about the girl. And, yeah, I don't know. He's a radio weirdo. I mean, he does child pornography and all of that. I mean, I'm not going to really take him as his word. The teacher, I don't think did it. I think that was a very much a stunt. And I don't really think it was the 9-year-old brother.
Definitely not.
I mean, if a 9-year-old, like, first of all, a 9-year-old, if he killed his sister, I mean, I don't even know, he would go to juvie, I suppose,
yeah,
if he intentionally hit her for eating his pineapple. But that's still a very dumb reason to hit your sister in the head, a pineapple, like, seriously. Well, I suppose kids are immature. He might have done it not realizing the severity of his actions.
Yeah.
So that could be a possibility. He was upset with his sister. He hit her and the parents were trying to cover it up. But then that still doesn't explain the evidence of sexual assault. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, nothing adds up.
Yeah.
Because another thing was, let's say an intruder came in. So let's say they came in, they took the girl, she died, and then they looked through the house, they couldn't find her. Why would the intruder have brought her back to the house? Because if she had been in the house the whole time, why didn't they find her on the first sweep? Do you get what I'm saying? So then why would the intruder bring her back? That's also really weird.
Yeah.
And then the ransom note also doesn't make any sense, specifically because the ransom note for me fits the theory of it being the brother. Because again, when they said the fact that it's the exact amount that was his Christmas bonus, only people from his work and close people to him would have known. This Mr. Olivia guy would not have known the father's Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
Or, like, do you get what I'm saying? So for me, the ransom note supports the theory that they were trying to cover up for the brother. But I don't know. It's really weird. It's really weird. It's really weird. Because there's no way the brother sexually assaulted him. I mean, he's 9.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no. I don't see.
Honestly,
that.
If it had to be, but imagine that, you know, you killed your sister, and from 9 years old, you've had to live with that.
Yeah, that would have messed him up mentally.
That would have messed anyone up.
Anyone up? I still don't see. I mean, unless something really.
He didn't know what he was doing, and his parents are like, "No, it's okay." And then his parents spun a story. You know, when you're 9, you're also very susceptible to being tricked.
Yeah, you are, but.
I suppose you. I mean, unless
you have some really weird stuff going on in your household, hitting her and sexually assaulting her, that's a bit much for a 9-year-old, hey?
And she, okay, well, she was 6, so she was smaller than him.
Oh, but still.
No, but I mean, at 9, I didn't know. I didn't even know how babies were made. Never mind how to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the ransom note for me supports that he killed her for the pineapple, which is so stupid. Knocked her on the head or pushed her, whatever. It was an accident. And you didn't mean to do it. He was just, you know, in that, like, he's a kid. You know, when kids fight, they push, yeah. They play. Whatever. Kids do that all the time. And people get hurt. Like, I've seen my cousins go at each other, and next thing one's like got scratches on its arm and whatever. So that is normal. And this could have been a case where he hit her, and he just hit her. Because if you hit someone in the head, if you hit them just in the wrong spot, it's lights out.
Yeah.
That could have been what happened. Is she... Yeah, and then they were trying to cover it up. But so many things are then unexplained. Like, yeah, it's just... But it also, if it's an outsider, it's also really weird because, like... Why would they... Unless they took her, leaving the ransom note. They took her, and then, while they were out the house, that's when she died. They killed her. So she wasn't killed inside the house. They took her, assaulted her, she died. Now they realize, oh, flip, I've asked for the money, I've left the ransom note, but now she's dead. Quickly slip into the house, put her back. That could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But you telling me there was no police around that house to see some person slip a kid back in through the basement window?
Yeah, well, it's not like the police are driving everywhere at all times.
Yeah, I know, but Glory, that's also really suspicious. That no one saw.
I know,
nothing.
I know.
Nah, guys, this case is weird. And I mean, it's unsolved for so long. I mean, 19, what was it? Was it 1996? Yeah, 1996. You weren't even born yet. I wasn't born either.
Yeah.
But yes, that is the case of JonBenet Ramsey. It's very puzzling. Very puzzling. Do you have anything else to add before we end?
Nothing.
Yeah, guys, this is one I'm going to sit and be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what? And it's one of those ones where we'll never know the answer to unless someone confesses. And unfortunately, her mom is dead. It's just her father and brother alive. So unless someone confesses to something, we will never know.
Yeah.
Which irritates me, but it's fine. I like to finish puzzles, not leave it with one piece missing.
Yeah.
So this is the one piece missing. But anyway. Otherwise, we hope you enjoyed, and we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.